Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's submission comes to us from one Saucy Sandra.
Mm-hmm. She's different. Yeah, she's different.
She is. She's one of our regulars, and she could not call in during Am I the Jerk, but she told us all about it and wants to know if she's the jerk.
Mm-hmm. This one is spicy?
Yeah, a little spicy.
A little spicy.
Basically, Saucy's getting naked. I'm just kidding.
She's not getting naked.
But she kind of is. She is suntanning in her backyard in very little clothing.
Little to none, right?
And she's well aware that people can see her.
Mm-hmm. Her neighbors, mm-hmm. front, back, side, right.
But it's her private property in her backyard, and she's intentionally going in the back.
Right. Not the front.
Not the front.
The back.
The back.
That's
fenced in. And I can relate to this because I, too, will wear less in the back and lay out in the back. I will not look like that in the front yard. No way, dude.
Right. Well, and I think Saucy also agrees to that.
Yeah.
Well, I know she did because she
told us.
She was aware.
Yeah.
Only backyard.
Only back. But now she's wondering if she's the jerk.
Because she knows that the neighbors can see her. Mm-hmm. Neighbors have made comments mm-hmm. about seeing her.
I know she's at least in a thong. She's not totally naked, but she said she is in a thong.
She is.
And that might be all.
In very revealing clothing because she's looking to tan and even the tan up for the mm-hmm. summertime. You know, she works outside if you don't know what Saucy does.
Yeah, and she's lost a ton of weight, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
A ton. So props to her on that.
But she's tanning in very, very little to no clothing in her backyard.
And she knows the neighbors can see her.
Neighbors have said stuff. Neighbors have made comments. Whether positive or negative, neighbors have still said, hey, Sauce, we can see the sauce.
Yeah, they have. But she keeps doing it.
Yeah, and she's really unapologetic about it.
Honestly, I am team Saucy on this one. I mean, I don't want my kids seeing the neighbor naked.
Right.
But at the same time, what do you do if somebody's in their private yard?
And she does have a fence.
Yeah, that's the thing about it.
If you didn't have a fence, I could see how it gets a little inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more visibility, mm-hmm. right? Quote unquote.
And good for her for caring. The fact that she's even asking means she is aware and cares about that people can see her. But at the same time, let her live.
Yeah. And
it's such a hard one for me because I think about my kids seeing it.
On the other side of the coin, she's not really saying sorry. And she's not saying she's going to stop. She just wants to know if she's the jerk for continuing to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is Saucy Sandra, this is the question, is Saucy Sandra the jerk for sunbathing in the almost nude in her backyard where she knows neighbors can see her, but it's fenced in private? That's it.
That's the question.
That's it.
Y'all get to answer today, not us.
I want nothing to do with this, but I'm going to tell you everything next that I think.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So today is from our very own Saucy Sandra.
Sure is.
One of our regulars. She wants to know if she's the jerk for laying out in her backyard in very little clothing. She said a thong. I don't know if she's got anything else on but that, but there you go. There's the picture.
She did say yesterday when she brought it to us that not at the same time, but sometimes she goes out there and tans the top half freely.
She doesn't want tan lines.
Nope, and I get it.
I get it, girl. Jenna's in Muskego. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
All right. Is Saucy the jerk for sunbathing in the almost nude?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go on.
No way. It's your backyard. There's a fence. The neighbors don't like it. Go back in your house. Worry about yourself. I lay out in my backyard in a suit that's probably 20 years old. I would never wear in public.
Oh.
It's your backyard. It's like you expect that to be your space, like not anyone else's business, you know?
Sure. Jenna's in the backyard in her old Hooters outfit from college.
Oh, yeah. I wish I had one.
She said I would be.
She's outside like, honey, I'm wearing the outfit from 21.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I love you for that, Jenna. She said I wear something I'd never wear that I wore 20 years ago. I love it.
I get it, though. In your privacy, in the space that you hold private in the back. Everybody's backyard to them is private. You wear different clothing than you would ever come out the front house with.
Oh, my God. I had coochie cutters on. Yeah, I sure called them that. I don't wear short shorts like that because of my... I had them on in my backyard all day yesterday, and I was like, and?
Comfortable.
You're not going to catch me in the front yard like that.
I'm sweatpants for the front yard.
Yes.
You got out there washing the car and a thong and the driveway for everyone to see that's different. Like, laying out in your backyard is your backyard. Right. It's your sanctuary. It's your place.
Okay.
And Saucy's not having an 80s music video in the driveway is what you're telling us.
Yeah, so she's good. And you know what? We went to the water park on Saturday and there was a bunch of people walking around in thongs. Like, that's something that... That's next level to me, but that's at a water park, but thongs. Not your own backyard, no.
You're seeing more thongs. You're seeing more very small backsides on the women.
And the Brazilian-style bikinis.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. Thanks, Jenna. The new man. Appreciate you.
Yep.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
We're getting more comfortable with our bodies. We're not body shaming. We're letting people wear what they want. And sometimes I see women and I'm like, damn, girl, your confidence is on point. I love that you're not afraid to wear that, you know?
As much as I do respect and appreciate everybody's appreciation for themselves, mm-hmm. there is a time and a place and certain situations where I find it inappropriate, though.
Right, like at school.
Yeah.
You know.
Family dinner.
You know.
Don't need the thong at family dinner.
Maybe not.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
Let's go to Paul, who's in West Dallas today. Hey, Paul.
Paul, what's the word?
Good morning.
Morning.
You have a problem with Saucy tanning almost nude in her backyard, Paul?
Talk to us.
I don't have a problem at all with it.
He said, I'm just trying to figure out if she needs a tanning, buddy.
Yep. You do you.
Okay.
You say not the jerk.
Not a
Paul.
Problem.
Yeah. What
not
do you
the
think?
Jerk at all. I agree with the last caller. You know, you go to the beach, you go to the water park, and, you know, you see all kinds of things out there. Mm. And it's all about being positive with your body and just whatever you're comfortable with wearing, just wear it.
My man.
Paul. Yes.
Now, question, Paul, follow up. Would it be different if Saucy had been in the front yard, though?
Hmm.
No, I don't think so.
Wouldn't it have been different if it was a guy in a thong?
Well.
Washing the car.
Yeah.
Paul, you don't have to answer that.
Pull up to Bayview, my boy. Come Paul, wash me, wash my car.
DZ's in a Speedo thong if you pull up to Bayview in the front and washing the car.
Don't have Bayview packed with people looking for me, man. Get out of here.
I might be a little shocked by it, but there's nothing wrong with it.
No, fair enough. For sure.
All jokes, but
the first time, yeah.
Appreciate you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, have a good day.
You too, brother. Peace.
Jinx. Last but not least, Marion's in Fredonia. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Great.
Doing good.
What do you think? Is Saucy the jerk for suntanning in a thong in her backyard?
We're going for the sweep, not the jerk.
Woo! Brooms, baby, brooms.
Go on.
Not the jerk. Like everyone else said, you see more going to the beach and the water parks. She's in the privacy of her home. Not the jerk.
Yeah, it's like, how are you even going to tell someone they can't do what they want in their own backyard?
Don't look out the window. Mom always said, you don't want to see it, don't look.
That's true, and they're lucky that that she has a thong on.
Yeah.
Honestly, that would be my spin. I'd be like, I'm doing you a favor.
Allie said, I don't want any lines whatsoever.
I got the triangle over here.
Get out of here, yo. Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Thanks for calling, Mary, and have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Clean. Sweet.
Saucy is going to love that.
You know, she's sitting there going, all right, I got to leave work, y'all. I got to go tan. She's going home to tan off of principle alone.
Some of these people texting in have me dying. Am I the jerk? Somebody said, absolutely not. Are they paying her bills? Nope. I wish I had that IDGAF. Amen to that.
That's valid.
You know? Somebody else said, the real question is, what is her SPF usage?
I think she's using tanning oil, not SPF, but y'all can ask her another day.
They said she's the jerk if she's not sliding sunscreen.
Okay.
And then somebody else said on the text line, let her show that sauce. It's her backyard, her property. If there are kids and neighbors that feel uncomfortable, then they can take themselves inside and mind their business.
Ding, 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 ding. That part, y'all.
All right. Well, clean sweep. Saucy Sandra is not the jerk.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.